and welcome to the Kristanya.com podcast. I'm Kristanya Hill. If this is your first time to listen, welcome. If you're a return listener, welcome back. Either way, I'm super glad that you're here. This episode is episode 7. In this week's agenda, we're going to be featuring Celebrate Recovery Step Study Lesson 7, Moral. So grab a pen and something to write on so that we can get down to some restoration, healing, and joy at last. Lesson 7, Moral. Principle 4, openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and someone I trust. Scripture, happy are the pure in heart, Matthew 5:8. Step 4, we made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Scripture, let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord, Lamentations 3:40. It is super, super important that you do not begin this principle without a sponsor or a strong accountability partner. You need someone that you trust to help you be balanced during this step, that will not do the work for you, but will support you through the process. Nobody can do this except you. You need someone that will provide encouragement and someone that will be there that you can be accountable to. This program is all about support. Think about it. In this principle, you need to make a list, an inventory, of all the significant events in your life, good and bad. You need to be honest and allow God to show you your part and how you affected and others affected you. The acrostic moral starts with M. M. Make time. Set aside a special time to begin your inventory. Set an appointment with yourself. That's how important this is. Set aside a day or a weekend to be alone with God and ask Him to clear your mind and help you through this process. O, open. Open your heart and your mind to allow your feelings of the pain of your past that you've possibly blocked or have denied. Wake up your feelings and ask yourself some questions. What do you feel guilty about? What resentment do you hold? What do you fear? Are you trapped in self-pity and dishonest thinking? R, rely. Rely on Jesus to give you the courage and strength that this exercise requires. A, analyze. Analyze your past honestly. To do a searching and fearless moral inventory, you must step out of denial and look at things honestly. L, list. List both the good and bad. Keep your inventory balanced. If you look at just the bad things, then you'll have a distorted inventory and open yourself up to unnecessary pain. The verse doesn't say examine only the bad or negative ways. You need to be honest and focus on the pros and the cons of your past. Make sure you keep balance. So let's address the questions. Question 1, where will you go for quiet time to begin your inventory? For me, I have a big wooden deck on the back of the house and the sun sets back there and it's nothing but trees and grass and the sky, and it just created a peaceful place for me to be alone with God. 2, what date will you set aside to start, and what time? When I started this in 2011, I had selected June 11th from 10 to 4. I committed to this process for an entire day because I thought that that's what it was going to take. Question 3, what are 4 fears Question 3, what are your fears as you begin this inventory and why? I can't say I really have any fears. I've gone through an inventory process in counseling, and so I'm really embracing the opportunity to see what this inventory process discovers. Question 4, how do you need help? Wake up your feelings. Question 4, how can you Question 4. What can you do to help yourself wake up your feelings? For me, that's actually to, I honestly think that that's God's job. I want God to engage my feelings and prepare me for this process. I am relinquishing all of that responsibility to Him. I'm a willing partner, but I need for Him to do that. Question 5. Describe your experience of turning your life over to Christ. Honestly, I feel relieved to be turning my life over, but a little scared that I'm going to have a lack of patience to the process or to the changes. Question 6. How do you attempt to turn over your will to God's care on a daily basis? I start my days out with prayer and conversations with God. I want to know your will. And I repeat this over and over and over again until it became natural for me. I also ask that I not be distracted and that He stay at the center of my focus. Question 7. List the things you have used to block the pain in the past. I became numb. I pursued sex. I drank alcohol. I threw myself into my work. And I just created busyness. Question 8. What have you done to step out of denial? I have focused on God. I've committed to the CR process. I pray on a regular basis. I read my Bible on a regular basis. I listen to my Christian music. And I verbalize my hurts, habits, and hangups to my accountability partner. Question 9. How can you continue to find new ways out of denying your past? Help others recover, which keeps me accountable to my example or to being an example. Question 10. Why is it important to do a written inventory? For me, that gave me a visual perspective of my life, both good and bad, of my past. Question 11. What are some good things you have done in the past? I've led people to God. I've loved and forgiven those who have hurt me in the past. I've encouraged my family and friends. I've built businesses. I have a positive attitude and an incredibly soft heart. 12. What are some negative things that you have done in the past? I was sexually active outside of marriage. I have been divorced. I had an affair. I have lied, I have coped with alcohol, and I have just had made bad decisions. Question 13. Do you have a sponsor or accountability partner that can help you through the process? Yes, I have been blessed with a beautiful Christian woman that has become my sponsor and accountability partner, and I'm blessed to be able to have her in the process. Well, that finishes up our questions for this lesson. And I want to, again, congratulate you for staying committed to the process. You will be blessed tenfold by the work that you're doing here. And let me tell you, it takes courage to change. And I'm proud of you. Well, that concludes today's episode. So thank you for joining me. And remember, joy is a choice. So choose well. God bless and take care.